Hello.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Alexis. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was calling about your tow to provide you with the out-of-pocket expense. So I have found a provider who has agreed to assist. It would be about 2 hours to 2.5 hours, and it would be $118. Would you be able to pay with cash or card?
No, I'm not going to do neither, because that's why I paid for my policy. I shouldn't have to pay no $118 for them to tow my car. And I've never used the service, but I'm paying over $1,000-something, and I've got to pay to get my car. Something ain't right. I'm trying to figure out what's going wrong, because I paid for that roadside. I shouldn't have to pay and reimburse nothing.
Okay, that's not
fair to me at all. What's the use of having a policy and paying for a policy every month? I never use it for nothing. I'm giving money away. That's what it sounds, basically. I never use it for nothing. They take my money out of the bank faithfully, automatic. And I don't get it. I don't understand.
Yes, that's why.
You know, and all the questions I've never, when normally, you know, you have roadside, they don't normally ask you, but where is the car and where is the location and where is it going? He asked me 1,000 questions, and then when I got the number, what he wanted, something about a pro code and a produce and all the stuff that they don't send me in the mail. All they sent me was the book. And they sent me the ID card. And I read this man everything. Then he came up with that. So I called, and the lady was nice, you know. They always be nice to me. And then she gave him that. Then after that, then he come up with some other men. And I got 2 roll signs, and both of them asking the same question. The company and all this.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize for any inconvenience. But with your roadside, so the information that you have first provided with us, that information is just did not pull up your policy. Did you also speak with your insurance provider just to have them call in to verify the information to your policy?
That's what I did. And then they talked about the VIN number. I spoke with Denise about this when I had it in the BMW place. And they were going through that, which was stupid. And I'm not stupid, because think about it. If you have the car in service, the VIN number is right above in the rearview. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And it's right there. So they got the car, if you doing service, the VIN number is right there, right above, right inside that little slot in the rear view part. You know what I'm talking about, ma'am. Even though if I'm saying it wrong, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Where the VIN number normally be. All they had to do, go to the car, get the VIN number. The man went in the glove department because he told him, which was the registration and the title, which both had the same number. So when I called and spoke with Denise about it, Denise said that she was going to fix the situation. She did. So I accepted that. But every time I go through something to do with this car, with this policy, something, don't never go right, and I'm concerned about that. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's not you. I've never, the questions that man was asking me, it was stupid. Because the lady was nice. She gave it to him. She gave him just what he asked for. I called for Denise B., and she gave him that provided the information. Then he come up with something different. Now, he gave him that VIN number 4 or 5 times. And if that VIN number wasn't satisfying to him, why he waited to get that? And then he come up with something else. after giving him that VIN and number and all that, 3 or 4 times, he waited till she got the promo and whatever code he wanted. And then he set up there and come up with the moment. I'm trying to get my car towed. And it stopped and something else came off. And I had to go through all this. Can you connect me to customer service supervisor or somebody? To me, I like it to be you. That's who I like to speak to. So I have to call back in the direct number.
Yes, ma'am. What was that?
What you say?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said I need to call to speak with Denise.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because, right. Because I need to figure what's going to happen with this. Because it's not looking right so well. When somebody paying their money out like that all the time, and they're not getting anywhere, but you faithfully getting your money out of my account. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. I need to check my bank account. So if they're not getting their money, then I want to know who's taking my money out of the bank. Because I notice every month I'm missing $700 every month out of my bank, and I'm taking it that it's going to the company, the two companies that I have. So let me call you back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.